Shem Shem Rabbi Yehuda, Ben Shimon. Okay, so it should be Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon. The one it says, Ha'isha es bino, says Namishno, that the mother, when she dies, her Yerusha goes over to her son. Ha'isha es bino. Ve'yo'isha es baila. The same thing also, when a wife dies, she gives over her Yerusha to her husband. The husband yashrins his wife. Ve'achayo'im man chilin v'loy noichlin. The achayim, the brothers of the mother, they're also man chilun, they give over Yerusha for loy noichlin. In other words, in the case when a brother dies and he has no children and he has no father, the halacha is the sister yayashins. Oh, no, see. V'yachreim, these are the brothers of the mother. No, v'yachreim, that means the brothers of the mother also, they yashin from the mother, but they do not give back their Yerusha to the mother. V'yachreim, in a case, let's say, where a mother dies, and she has no husband, her husband died already, and she has no children, and she has no father. So the halacha is, her Yerusha goes over to the brothers. That's called v'yachreim. The brothers of the mother yashin her, so the yashin her v'lo neichlin, but their Yerusha does not go back to them, to the sister. So Gemara says, Omalei, so that's this question, that's the question. Let's see Rashi says, Eisvei, hochinani maslam mifrach, mereisha, tiktoni, it says, ish es imoi, a man yashins his mother, neichel v'lo manchel, Alma, it says here, ein ha'aim, nechela says b'no, that the mother does not yashin the son. Or the difl in the Yisrael, the Sefer, the Tani Bedya, man cheles lo necheles, the kasha of Rabbi Yehuda, the yom yoreshes, it's a kasha on Rabbi Yehuda that says yoreshes. So that's actually, one second. What we said before was right. One second. Yes, you just know what they're going to be doing. Know what they're going to be to mock and shame out. But again, the way we learned before was right. Rabbi Yehuda before said again. Before Rabbi Yehuda said, the last Gemara was again, that Omer Rabbi Yechon and Mishun Rabbi Yehuda, Ben Shimon, that the Va Torah, Ho'av Yerushas Benoi, that a father yashins his son. We read the first way we said it. A father yashins his son. And also he says, V'isha Yeresha says b'no. He holds that a mother does yashin the son. And that's not like Amish, that's the kasha. Seisvei, the kasha is, here it says not like that. Here it says, V'isha, it says here, V'isha b'no. That an Isha gives over the Yerusha to a son, but she cannot receive the Yerusha back from her son. That's the machlokes here. In a case when a son died, and again, he had no children, and he has no father. He only has a mother. So that's the Shiloh who yashins now. Machlokes now. The Shiloh is again clearly that when, let's say, a son dies and all he has left is, he has two people alive left. He has brothers, he has no children. But that's pshita. When a man dies, if he has children, his children yashin him first. If he has no children, now we're talking about he has no father either. The father's not alive. Because if the father would be alive, he's second on list. Second on list, after children, goes the father. The father yashins his son. Now the question is, if he has a mother alive though, does the mother yashin her son or not? And now Mishnah Smashma know that a mother does not yashin her son. In such a case, when the son dies, that has no children and has no father, our Mishnah says it goes to the brothers. If he has brothers or sisters, they would yashin him. Here, Rabbi Yochanan is saying over that no, a mother could also yashin her son. That's the Gemara's kasha Eisvei, that our Mishnah says not like that. Our Mishnah says cases where you give over Yerusha and you do not receive Yerusha back. That's the case of a mother to a son. That a mother gives over the Yerusha to a son, but she can never receive back. A mother cannot yashin her son. When her son dies, that Yerusha doesn't go to the mother. Again, either will go to the kid's children if he has, or else will go back to the father, or else will go to the brothers or to the sister, but not to the mother. So Chutz Akasha on Rabbi Yehuda, on Rabbi Yechon, it says the name of Rabbi Yehuda, then Rabbi Shimon. So the Moran says, I'll tell you, Omalei, so he answered back, Mishnasenu eini yodei mishanun. I don't know who learned our Mishnah and Echnami. Rashi says, Rashbam, Mishnasenu eini yodei mishanun means, the yain ikar. Maybe our Mishnah is not the ikar. The gufa kashri kalakamon, have a kashri on our Mishnah anyway. The pachinun, the tana didan, the manashoch, the ukach, kiva the sharmin led the dorish, hekish the matais, since we see we make this hekish of matas nach love the mother the same way to the father, if so it's a good svara like Rabbi Yehuda. There's a svara just like the father taka yashins his son, the same way a mother should also yashin her son in a case when the father died already and now the son dies, so the mother should yashin her son. Either Mishnah says not like that. She says, I'm going to care for the Mishnah. Like Mishnah said, you're there, Mishnah. For the Gemara still, V'lei Malei, why don't we say back, V'lei Malei, Rabbi Zechariah ben Akotzefi. I tell you, it goes according to Rabbi Zechariah ben Akotzef, to Ledorosh Matis. Like maybe the answer, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Zechariah ben Akotzef, that we had before, that he does not learn out the Hekesh of Matis. Rashi says, Hakesha de Matas Kedemina Liel, the Echod Haben, the Echod Habas, Shovim Benich Sayim. Rabbi Zechariah holds that in a case when a mother dies, it's different than when a father dies. When a father dies, we all know a son yashins before the sisters. If there's one boy and two girls, the boy yashins everything. What about when a mother dies? And again, there's no father alive. Just the mother's alive now, and she dies. So we hold the same way. We dashen matis matis, that the son yashens the whole thing, and not the daughters. Rabbi Zechariah says no, we had before, Rabbi Zechariah doesn't make the sekesh of matis matis. And he says that when a mother dies, and she left over a son and a daughter, they both yashen equally. So maybe our Mishnah, that does not make the hekesh between the father and the mother, goes according to Rabbi Zechariah. It's like you're asking the question, who does our Mishnah go like? I have an answer. Our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Zechariah ben Akotzef. It's very good. Tledoros Matis. Sumara says no. Le mitukna mathnisin Rabbi Zechariah ben Akotzef. No, we don't want to answer that. We don't want to say pshat in our Mishnah, that our Mishnah says that a mother does not yashin a son, cannot go like Rabbi Zechariah ben Akotzef. We don't want to say that. Even though if he would go like him, it would be very good. Because again, the only reason why to say that a mother should yashin her son is because we make the gzeira shava matis matis. Just like a father yashins his son, so that matter by the mother should be the same way also. This Reb Zechariah ben Akotzef, he's the one that doesn't make the sekish. And he says, no, there are special halachas by the father that do not pertain to the mother. When the mother dies, he holds a boy and a girl yashin equally. So then it would come out here also that when a mother dies, when the son dies, a mother cannot yashin a son, because the mother is not like the father, would have been good. But we'll soon see, we don't want to say that. We do not want to say our Mishnah goes like a Zechariah ben Akotzef. Alright, turn over. What's wrong? Why don't we want to say that our Mishnah is like Rabbi Zechariah ben Akotzef? Tiktoni, because it says in our Mishnah, u'bnei achos, that the children of the sister, v'tono b'nei achos, v'loi b'nois achos. We learned only the children of the sister, and not the daughters of the sister. The Yamrinu we say Lamayekus, what's this halacha? The Yomer Rav Sheshes Lekadim. Who comes first? That's Shana Mishnah. Again, our Mishnah said again the what? That in the case when you have brothers and sisters, that's all that's alive. the parents die, they have no children. So halacha is, if a brother dies, the sister yashins a brother. The case where there's only left over a brother and a sister, if a brother dies, the sister yashin. Let's say the sister also died already, but she left over children. Halacha is, her children yashin. The sister's son yashins. Now it was said halacha that the sister's son yashins, but not the sister's daughter. For Tani we learned, b'nei achos, the son of the sister, v'loi b'nois achos, not the daughter of the sister. The Yarminan, and we also said before, l'mai hilchasa, what do you mean to say? And the Yomer Rav Sheshi says, l'kadein, who goes first? Just means to say that again, when one brother died, and all he had in life was a sister, that sister died already, but she left over children. So she left over a son and a daughter. What we mean to say is that since there's a son, that he comes first. True. If there wouldn't have been a son, just a daughter, she would also yashin. But since there's a son there, the son comes before the daughter. V'yomer Sheshes l'kadein. Now, who does that go like? V'sakot, if you want to tell me, Masnitz and our Mishnah goes according to Reb Tzachaya ben Akotzevi, Ha'omar, he says no. He says whenever you're yashning your mother, the Yerusha you get from your mother, Echor HaBen, V'Echor HaBas Shovin, V'Nichsoyim. That's the way he holds. He holds they're equal. So now it's according to Reb Tzachaya in this case, in a case when all that there was alive was a brother and a sister. Then the brother died. So the halacha is the sister supposed to yashin. Now we're talking about the sister also died. So she's like the mother of her children. So by the Yerusha of a mother, Rav Zechariah says, a son and a daughter are equal. They both yashin equal. And our Mishnah says not like that. Our Mishnah says in such a case, when first there were only a brother and sister. Sister died first, then the brother died. Now when the brother died, who takes over? The sister's children. That's like a mother's children. And our Mishnah says, the son takes over. But according to Rav Zechariah, it should be the daughters should be equal to the son. So if so, our Mishnah is not like Rav Zechariah. So as the Kasha, the Tana Didon, the Tana of our Mishnah, the Monashach, what's going on? What's Pshat from the Tana of our Mishnah? E Dorish Matois, if Itaka makes this drosha to learn out that the same type of Yerusha that applies to a father should apply to a mother, who make a hekesh of matos, it says the word matos by the mother, and it says the word matos by the father. See if our Tana says we make the hekesh. If so, isha nami tirishes b'no. So it's a kasha and Amishnah then. Why doesn't the mother yashin her son? Our Mishnah says clearly that only a son could yashin his mother, but in a case where the mother dies, the mother does not yashin a son. The question is why not? In other words, we know a father yashins his son. So if you tell me you made the gzeirah shava matas matos, just like a father yashins his son, if the son have no children, so it should be the same way. In the case when a mother's alive now, the husband died already, and there's a mother, and she has a son, and the son has no children, and the son dies, so our Mishnah says the mother does not yashin him. You know who yashins him? His brothers, or else his father's uncles, his father's brothers yashin, but not the mother. The question is why not? Why doesn't the mother yashin? If you make gzeirah shava, a father to a mother, so just like a father yashins his son, a mother should also yashin a son. What's like a pshat the Tana from our Mishnah? Manashach, e darish matis ishanami tirishes v'no. And Eloi darish matis, if our Tana does not make this gzeirah shava of matis matis, if so, ben the kodem labas benich sayim minolai. How does the Tana of our Mishnah know to say that? That in the case when a mother dies, so that's true, the son yashins his mother. But how do we know to say only the son and not the daughter? In the case when the mother died and had a daughter and a son, to say the son takes over, not the daughter, why? Why doesn't it hold like the Tzachariah?
If you don't hold matas matos, so you don't learn out the mother from the father. So it only says in the parsha of a father that a son comes first. But in the parsha of a mother doesn't say a son comes first. So in the case when the mother dies, and she left over a boy and a girl, it should be then they both should yashin equally. How come our Tana says no? So in the case when the mother dies, the boy takes over first. So if the boy takes over first, mashmi, make a drasha, matos matos, if so, why, when the son dies, why doesn't the mother yashin the son also? So Gemara says, now this is not true, I'll tell you. L'yoylam dorash matos. Really, our Tana does make this drasha. He learns out matos matos. Just like when a father dies, and there's a son and a daughter, the son yashins completely without the daughter. So the same way when a mother dies. When a mother dies, the son yashins completely without the daughter. But I tell you, v'shani hocha, if so, how come there's halacha that the mother does not yashin a son? If you make a gzereshava matos matos, why don't you say a mother yashins the son? The teretz is, the Yom HaKrov is a special pasuk, v'chol bas yereshes nachla, yereshes v'eino mereshes. That's a pasuk that a bas is a yereshes, that means a daughter, a mother, only gives over Yerusha. She gives it over either to a husband, or else she gives it over to a children, but she's not a yereshes. A mother does not yashin. So therefore, it's a special gzeras hakatziv. That's what our Tana holds. So again, when a son yashins his mother, we learn now, just like by the father, that the son comes first before the daughters. Mashenkein, in the case when a son dies, you know why the mother doesn't yashin the son, even though we have a hekesh, a mother to a father, and a father would yashin the son. So in the case when the father's not alive anymore, how come our Tana says that the mother does not yashin the son? The pshat is that's a special gzeres hakosef. That the pasuk says, v'chol bas yereshes nachlo, that a bas, a mother, like gives over, yereshes she gives over, v'yeinim yereshes. She herself cannot receive. That's pshat now a time of our Mishnah. Now the Mishnah says like this. Seder Nachlas Kacho. What's the Seder of Nachlas? How do you give over Yerusha? Ish ki yomus ubein ein loy. When a husband dies and he has no son, there's the first one to yashin is a son. If there would be a son, the son would yashin first. If there's no son, the pasuk says, v'havartem es nachlos labitai. Then the daughter yashins. In the case where there's no sons, then a daughter yashins a father. Now, ben koydim labas. Let's say a father left over a boy and a girl. The boy yashins before the daughter. Hu adin kol yoytse yereichoy shoben koydim labas. Let's say again Yaakov. Yaakov had Reuven and Dina. Now let's say Reuven died first, but Reuven has children. And now the father Yaakov dies. So when Yaakov, the grandfather, dies, there's a daughter left over, Dina. His son, Reuven, died already. But his son, Reuven, has a grandchild. The grandchild comes first. Any descendant from the son has the rights of his father that goes before the daughter that's still alive.
Boy or girl? Grandson or granddaughter? Grandson.
I'm not sure. That's a good question. We'll see in the Gemara. I'm not sure. It's a good question. I'm not sure. But the descendants, they come before the bas. Hu adin bas kodemes lachin. Let's say when a father dies, he only left over one daughter. That's all. So the daughter yashins kodemin lachin before the brothers of the father. Yotzi reicha shabas kodemin liachin. Who are then any descendant from the daughter also comes before the brothers. Achin koidmin liachiyav. The brothers come before the uncles. And yoytzi reicha shlachim koidmin liachiyav. Zeaklau. Kol akoidim menach, whoever comes first, yoytzi reicha, any descendant out of him, is also koidmin comes first. Veyav koidim l'chol yoytzi reicha. The father comes before all the yoytzi reicha. Means when his son dies, and he has no children, it goes to the father first before anybody else. All right, the last mission will go over again. Okay, hold near the Kuftes Vov, so the Mishnah we're going to do. Again, the Mishnah says, say the Nachlo is Kacho. What's the say the Nachlo? Ish ki yomus the Posek says, Ubein nein loi vahavatam es Nachlos levitoi. Posek says that when a man dies, if he doesn't have a son, then his daughter yashins. So, ben koidim labas. Mashm, if you have a son, a son yashins before the daughter. Now, kol yoytse yirechoi shoben koidim labas. Let's say the son also died, but there's a grandson alive. Even though there's a daughter from the father alive, still the grandson yashins. Yoytse yirecha of the son yashins before the daughter. Now, bas koidmin liyachin, a daughter of the father yashins before the brothers of the father yashin. Like this, if a father dies and he has no children, so his brothers yashin him. But let's say he has a daughter. The daughter yashins before the brothers do. And the same thing, yoytze yirecha shobas koidmin liyachin. Let's say the daughter died, but she has a son, she has a daughter, their grandchildren alive. The grandchildren of the daughter yashin before the mace's brother's yashin. Now, let's say a person died, Reuven died, without any children. The locher is achin koidmin liyachiyav. If he has a brother alive, if his brother Shimon is alive, Shimon yashins his brother Reuven before the uncle. And of course we're talking about that the father's not alive, Yaakov's not alive anymore. Because like this, when Reuven dies, and Reuven has no children, so then his father Yaakov would have yashined him. But Yaakov is not alive. Who's alive? Yaakov's brothers, uncles are alive. And who are then? So, who are then? Let's say there are brothers alive and uncles. The father's brothers are alive. So, lochur is the brothers yashin before their uncles. That's called achin koidmin liachayav. Yeah, and the same thing, yaitse yirechin shalachin koidmin liachayav. Even if the brother died, or the brother has a son, the son comes before the uncle. This is the klal. Kol akoidmin benachlo, whoever he himself comes first. Like a son comes before the daughter, or a daughter before the brothers, is Yotze Yerecha Koidim. Their descendants also come before somebody else. The Yoav, a father, Koidim Lechol Yotze Yerecha. A father yashins before his descendants. In other words, if a son died, and the son has no children, so now, even though the son has brothers alive, and has a father alive, the father yashins first before his descendants. In other words, the one that was mace, his brothers are called the Yotzi Rechai of the father. The father comes before the Yotzi Rechai of him, but not before the Yotzi Rechai of his son. Like if the person that died, if he had children, his children comes first. Then comes the father, then comes brothers, and then comes uncles. Hanumar Bonner, we learned like this. Ben, the pasuk says, a son yashins. Ein liyela ben, maybe only if a father left over a son. Ben ha ben, how do we know a grandson yashins? Oy bas ha ben, a granddaughter yashins. Oy ben bas, or let's say your father left over a daughter. So the daughter yashins. How do we know the daughter's son also yashins if the daughter died? Or else, that's ben ha bas. Or else, oy ben bas. Haben. Baker, good. Oy ben bas haben. Or else the son of the daughter of the son. Minayin, how do we know they all yashin? Tam loim, the posuk says, ein loy. It says with an extra yud. Doesn't just say aleph nun. It says aleph yud nun. An extra yud as if to say, I am a love. Look in. In other words, when a father dies, if he left over a son, so not only if the son himself was alive, but look in, if any descendant from that son is still alive, he'll yashin first. Now the same thing by Bas. The Torah says if there's no son, then the daughter yashins. Ein liyela Bas, only if the daughter herself is alive. What about Bas HaBas? Let's say the daughter is a daughter. Or else, Uben HaBas, let's say the son of the daughter. Ubas Ben HaBas, or let's say the daughter of the son of the daughter, Minayin. But how do we know grandchildren of the daughter Yashin? Again, Talmud Lomayim, it says, V'imein Abbas. Then it says Achim Yashin. So it says the lotion of Aleph Yud Nun, an extra Yud, which we dashin Ayin Alof. Check him out. You have to make sure there's no descendant at all of the daughter, then the brother's Yashin. But as long as there's a descendant of the daughter, then they'd Yashin before brother's Yashin.